producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Familiar chorus that welcomes you into the Good Day Show with Doug Steffen and my friends. My friend this hour is Kara Sillen. Can I call you my friend? I can call you my friend, right? Under the circumstances.
Sure. What does
it mean?
You want?
Doesn't mean it's true. It just means I consider you a friend. So let's see who's being friendly. You're going to love this, starting the hour with news from Burger King. Or as my son used to call it when he was a boy, Burger King. You'll be all excited to know that the folks at Burger King about to become the biggest restaurant seller of hot dogs in the world. Wow! They're broadening their beef kingdom to include two different kinds of grilled hot dogs. Whew! 7,100 Burger Kings in the United States. Who would have thought? If Burger King's doing it, can McDonald's be far behind? That's the question many people, astute people, are asking this morning. But then there are a lot of questions being asked about other things and people that we will discuss. The aftermath of the New Hampshire primary and the end of the line for Carly Fiorina and Chris Christie. So do you think, Kara, that I wasted my time? There were a couple of posts, including one of me talking to Carly Fiorina on Monday. She's very sincere, very eager to get out the vote, and said, when I'm president, it will be fill in the blanks. Well, maybe I could have spent time going to investigate the career and the campaign of Chris Christie. Oh, wait a minute. That would have been a waste of time, too, because both he and Carly Fiorina have suspended their presidential campaigns after neither one of them did very well in New Hampshire, which is kind of a shame because they both had something to offer. It's a fact, I think, that Chris Christie affected the outcome in terms of Mario Rubio. So who's going to put it to, Mario, I always say that. Who's going to put it to Marco Rubio now? You're going to do it? Am I going to do it? News media going to do it? Oh, yes, of course, those swell folks at Fox, they're going to get him. Or they, well, they don't necessarily want to get him because they want him. They like him. He's their boy, and or one of their boys. Trump, where is he in all of this? Saying nothing. Carly Fiorina made her announcement on Facebook. She said, quote, while I suspend my candidacy, I will continue to travel around and fight for those Americans who refuse to settle for the way things are and the status quo that no longer works for them. That's what she said. Well, let's see what we can find from the world of conversation radio. Here with the announcement that Carly and Chris dropped out. Bernie Sanders and the circumstance. The New Hampshire count is kind of weird. If Bernie won, why didn't he get more delegates than Hillary Clinton? Huh. Well, that'll be something that'll follow them as they go to the primary in South Carolina, which is next Tuesday, and then the caucus the week after that in Nevada, and then Super Tuesday, which is the week after that. Here are our hosts, John and Ken, here in Los Angeles, kicking off their program yesterday with the news about the people leaving the race.
Fiorina and Christie are suspending their campaigns.
When did that start? When did that stupid phrase enter the world? That you're not quitting. Your
consultant came up with it, so it does right. It doesn't sound like you're quitting.
They're quitting. They're giving up.
You're dropping out. You're just suspending your campaign.
Yeah. So
maybe somebody in history did come back after saying that. Maybe you should look that up.
Nothing I can remember.
Ah, no way. All right. So let's listen in as political strategist Theron Johnson says, regardless of what happened in Cow Hampshire, as we used to call it when I was a kid, the race still has a long way to go.
Let's keep in mind, the states that we're talking about, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, only make up 4% of the delegates. So you're going to have 56% of the delegates that will be decided in the month of March. So March truly, truly matters. This could go all the way to the convention. I mean, people forget Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the race did not end until we got to the convention. And so I think Democratic voters are preparing themselves for a marathon, not a sprint.
You know, I forgot about that. That's true. The Democrats in 2008 had a big fuss and fight. That's very astute. Although it doesn't fix the problem of what happens all too often than not. And that is that to people who are in California, let's say West Coasters who vote way after the first group of states vote, may not have a voice. That's why we ought to have a national primary. No more of this circus, right? Who feels that that is important to address? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. On Twitter, Pam writes, I never would have voted for Chris Christie. He's a bully, a right winger, but I'll forever be grateful for him taking down Marco Rubio. There you go, Pam. Brian writes, Christie is great at talking the talk. Unfortunately, he sucks at the job of governing. I'm going to guess that Brian is a New Jerseyite. James, sorry, New Jersey. He's your problem again now. Dale writes, I'm not a fan of his, but I still do like our system that two small states are deciding the group of final candidates. I'm sorry, he said, I do not like the system. Yes, I agree with you, Dale. Don't like the system either. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. It isn't one man, one woman, one vote. Nope. So why it isn't, we really need to. I'm talking about making this a part of the process. Out in the street, let's start demonstrating. I want my vote to count. You want your vote to count. And in many cases, many years, it doesn't under this system. Rigged. Carly Fiorina comments, Lee writes, if she had any ethics, she would quit and send back the money in her campaign chest. This way, by suspending, she gets to keep the money. Of course, she's an entrepreneur, so maybe that was part of her plan. Oof, wow, this is a little bit... Damn. Maria writes, good riddance, Carly. Go back to watching some video that doesn't exist with a reference. That's the reference to the Planned Parenthood comments that she made early on, and she was just dead wrong about it. Sandra writes, Republicans voting for president made it clear, no women allowed. I wonder how many other people will draw that conclusion. Kara, do you think that's the message? Republicans, no women?
I don't think so. I mean, I just think that it didn't work out for her this time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking earlier about it being a waste of time, maybe, I don't really think so. I mean, there's nothing.
When I talked to her, I said it was a waste, so you don't think it was?
Well, I mean, there's nothing to say that she couldn't run again or Chris Christie couldn't run again. So if they do, now you know more about them.
Right, we do. I like her from the early. I just didn't like what she said about Planned Parenthood, the video, because she was wrong. 888-302-3684. All right, we continue our conversation in a moment with a focus on why not go to the other side, right? You got the Republicans. We took care of them. Now let's spend a few minutes on the Dems in a moment. It's quarter past the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
All right, we are now at 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Here's Leanne McAdoo talking to a couple of Bernie Sanders supporters about Hillary getting more delegates.
Bernie Sanders supporters are super pumped because he seemed to have a sweeping upset there for Hillary Clinton with more than 60% of the votes. But it turns out for Clinton, even when she loses, she wins. She's going to get 2 more delegates than Bernie Sanders. Either way, whatever way this plays out, Sanders, his voters are going to be really smiling now, but crying later. Hey there! So who do you think won the Democratic primary last night?
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, absolutely.
With 60% of the vote, right?
Yeah.
Well, how did Hillary get more delegates than him?
I don't know.
How does that work?
Not sure.
Yeah, does it appear as if the system is rigged? Or, I mean, can the establishment ever be taken down?
Yeah. Probably not. Just with this system, seems like it's just flawed.
Yeah, she went into the game with the bases loaded with 6 superdelegates. So do you think that Bernie Sanders supporters, like, should they, you know, continue with this fight, this revolution that's going on, or do you think that there is no chance? I mean, look at that.
There's no chance. She's just going to get the delegates no matter what.
What do you think about the fact that even though Bernie Sanders technically won, he lost to Hillary Clinton based on the establishment choosing the delegates?
I'm not surprised. Clinton's backed by all the big banks, man. Goldman Sachs, all the big guys are backing Clinton, so she's definitely got a lot of money behind it.
So people are not going to like that. I thought it was interesting that Jay Carney, who had been the White House press secretary, said that President Obama is not going to endorse a candidate in the primary, but there's no doubt where he is leaning. He said, quote, "I think the president has signaled, while still remaining neutral, that he supports Secretary Clinton's candidacy. I don't get how it is, and maybe you can help me understand this. Is there some appeal to the younger voters that Hillary Clinton is making by saying, we have to continue the policies of Barack Obama? I don't know, 3 people who think Barack Obama did a good job. I'm sure there are more than that who think he's doing a good job, but not my circle of friends and acquaintances and colleagues. There's nothing there that makes anyone think that Obama is a good legacy to follow. So you wonder why she's doing that, don't you? 21 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell with this Nuka chiropractor. He has at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, two things of interest and importance to you. Number one, the podcasts that come out every week. So what's the theme of the podcast this week, Jack?
Oh, it's on three things you need to stop compromising on now.
You want to give us one?
I'll give you all three really
okay.
fast.
All right.
Dairy versus non-dairy substitutes, sugar
yeah.
versus artificial sweeteners,
yeah.
and regular soda versus diet soda.
Ah, okay.
And how those three things right there can turn your life around.
I'm really at the point in my life where, as sad as it makes me feel, I do have a dairy lactose issue, and I can't get raw milk anymore because I'm not doing it myself, although I may go back to milking a few cows at some point. But I'm finding that I'm really allergic. It's creating lots of phlegm in my system, and I don't like it. And I have milk with my cereal. Normally, that's the only time I have it, but it's not agreeing with me, and that's the reason that my voice sounds the way that it does. All right. So, thyroid pill. You've got this new thyroid thing. What is it called? What do you have a new name for this thyroid thing?
Ageless thyroid.
Ageless thyroid. All right. So, when is that going to be available at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
Probably by the beginning of March is what we're
okay.
looking for.
All right. That's in the meantime, target. When you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll find the podcast. You'll find lots of information. Also, the Long Life Energy Enzymes. That is a terrific product. The whole thing is explained at ForbiddenDoctor.com, why you need to have these enzymes. I'm finding them more and more important. Not that I didn't believe Jack before, but what I feel and sense in my own body is that the enzymes help to break down better the things that you're eating so that it goes into a nutritional state. Sure. Better, more thoroughly in your body, and you need it as you grow older. You need more energy. You need more support. You need to have the food utilized better by your body, and that's why these enzymes are as cool as they are and as important as they are, from my perspective, anyway. So you can order them and use the code Doug if you want. Get a 10% discount at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so there's also a protocol discussion about the traumatic brain injury. This after the Super Bowl, and everybody's worked out of that. There was an incident on the field where one of the players grabbed the helmet of another player and just basically twisted his head around and threw him on the ground. This would have done major cervical image to this guy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So what do we need to know? What is in this, the protocol for traumatic brain injury is after the fact.
Well, it's after the fact. And the thing that's most important here is repeated injuries. So, you know, you can be in a car accident and your head hit the steering wheel, or just the whiplash, even though you've got a seatbelt on. That's one of the most common causes of head injury anyway, is that kind of an accidental impact.
Mm-hmm.
Falls, people fall down. I took care of two patients yesterday, just recent falls on the ice. I said, did your head hit the ice? No, we landed on our butt, we landed on our knees, two different things. But there's still that little whiplash action that can take place in the neck. And remember, your brain is floating in a bag of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's designed to help support it, to float it, to give it some buoyancy and to protect it. But it's kind of like, you know, you take a can of peaches and you kick that can of peaches down the street till all sides are dented in, and you open it up, and for most part those peaches are still okay because they've been contained in this area of water, this container of water. But when it hits the same place, which is often the result of football or other kinds of contact
sports, headers and wrestling,
using your head as a support in wrestling,
craziness,
all this elbows into the head when you're playing basketball.
Yeah.
When you get the injury in the same place repeatedly, that's when the real damage takes place.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants that protocol, if they'll just get a hold of, office at jackstockwell.com, we'll send them a free protocol.
All right. ForbiddenDoctor.com, lots of info there. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Depending on where you farm, grain sorghum may offer you better profit potential than some of your go-to crops. A Kansas farmer explains today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
With razor-thin profit margins for crops like corn and soybeans, many farmers are looking at alternatives with more profit potential. Clayton Short grows wheat, soybeans, and sorghum near Asaria, Kansas.
Grain sorghum has been very important to our family. I grew up on a small little feedlot farm, and we fed sorghum silage and rolled grain sorghum for the cattle. And since then, it's been a mainstay of our farm. We just got into irrigation a couple of years ago, but prior to that, sorghum was our best dry land crop and seemed to handle the central Kansas heat and our average rainfall really well.
Short says sorghum seed is a lot cheaper than corn or soybeans, too. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Ann.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Road to possibilities of thought, shall we? Doug Steffens' Good Day program with my friend Carly Fiorina.
That's me.
I can make her a friend. Kara and Carly. Carly and Kara. C-A-R-A. C-A-R. What was it? It's Carly. 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 Carly Fiorina's name is spelled C-A-R-L-Y.
Sounds like a new TV show.
Carly. Got Kara and Carly show. Yes.
Might take over the Doug Steffens show.
No, you can't do that. No. Thursday, February the 11th, the feds are involving themselves in Ferguson, Missouri. Lawsuit there. Justice Department suing Ferguson to force policing and court changes, which they are resisting, moronos that they are. Ferguson has been under Justice Department scrutiny since the death of Michael Brown. Remember him? Fatally shot by Officer Darren Wilson. A grand jury and the Justice Boys declined to prosecute Officer Wilson, who resigned anyway, went the way of the wind. But yesterday, the Ferguson City Council voted to revise an agreement aimed at improving how police and courts treat poor people, minorities, etc., 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 etc. Yesterday, the Justice Department subsequently filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, claiming they have a pattern continuing of racial bias in the community. Wow. So, what does that do for us? I don't know. What does it do for you? It gives me a platform to continue my, some people call it a rant. I don't consider it to be a rant. I consider it to be a focus on police, on bigotry, on racism, on problems that we have in America that need to be addressed and fixed. And so why is it that you're a bigot? You ever ask somebody, you know, I remember One day, a fellow that works for me on my farm, he's a contractor, does a lot of mechanical work on my trucks and tractors, referred to the president using the N-word. I didn't appreciate that, didn't like it, and I said that to him. Why would you use that term to describe him? And yet, a lot of people do, and I happen to like this guy a lot. He and I are good friends. We tease each other, have a good time in our work. But I don't think there's a place for that anymore. I really don't. I think it's intolerable. That's me. Maybe it isn't you. Maybe you think it's okay to refer to somebody who's black as the N. And I guess and you can say, well, if they call each other that, why can't we? It just sounds bad. Like referring to Jewish people with a K word. You know? It's the same kind of thing. It's just, it feels bad. I don't know if it really is bad, but it just feels bad. It sounds bad. I mean, why would you use it? There are plenty of reasons not to like Barack Obama, but the color of his skin isn't one of them, at least in my mind. And yet you see this continuing focus around the country on the color of one's skin, like age, like sex, like how much money you have, all that stuff, which only to the smallest of pea brains is an appeal. So I would say that I've been, you know, in that remark, I'm an equal opportunity lambaster because I'm so tired of listening to the Democrats, especially Bernie Sanders, talk about how he's going to tax everybody, he's going to spread the wealth around. Sorry, that doesn't work. And then the same is true for people who are black that are prejudiced against because of the color of their skin. And we give them opportunities. On both sides, there is a wrong being done. Because people who are black or people who are women, people who are minorities that have, in a sense, forced the issue. Or maybe we have forced the issue by ourselves, rocking and rolling around this mess of a society that we've created here by letting everybody in. It's the melting pot. No, it's not anymore. It's a mosaic because everybody wants to have their own space. Look at where... When Muslims come to the country, they go to Dearborn, Michigan, or Northwest Ohio, a few other enclaves here and there, but masses of them get together like Brazilians come. There are more Brazilians living in the community on the East Coast that I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts. There are more Brazilians there than any other single place in the country. Did we have any problems in Framingham because of them? No. In fact, they've cleaned up a lot of stuff in town that was ruined when I was a kid by the Puerto Ricans who were there. Do we call them Puerto Ricans? Nah, we referred to them with the S word. You know what the S word is that refers to Puerto Ricans, right? So does that sound bad? It doesn't feel good. But why is society, you know, that's the other side of it. It's just a word. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Well, it goes far beyond the naming thing in Ferguson and other communities as well. If I've agreed with the administration to any point, I believe that they have focused on the right problem in the right city here. And what's going on there is an outrage and it's prejudiced. Here's Attorney General Loretta Lynch talking about the city of Ferguson, knowing that this would happen if they didn't accept the agreements and do what they agreed to, not what they were told to do, but what they agreed to do.
The agreement that was being reviewed and was assessed was painstakingly negotiated by both the department and the city's own team. That was the agreement that was to be decided upon. The city was well aware that by deciding not to accept it, that they were choosing litigation. This is their choice.
It is. Why are they doing this? Why do they not want to do they? And isn't it a shame, I guess maybe the other side of it is, isn't it a shame we have to get to legal some sort of a legal affair here to fix this up? 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Here's a reporter named Vanita Nair, who covered the Justice Department's decision to file this lawsuit against Ferguson.
The decision to file a lawsuit against Ferguson comes after angry residents debated the Ferguson City Council's concerns that it will cost too much to comply.
My fear is that with your vote tonight, if it is to sign the consent decree, that Ferguson will cease to exist.
Protecting the citizens of Ferguson
should be our priority.
The council voted to approve the DOJ's agreement with conditions. No additional salary increases for the police department or city employees, control over hiring contractors, extended compliance deadlines, and the right to back out of the agreement if the police department is ever dissolved. The city has a $14 million budget and is nearly $3 million in debt. The negotiated consent decree was estimated to cost $10 million over the next 3 years. 10-year Ferguson resident Alicia Jordan says the price tag of the agreement is less than the cost of doing nothing.
So much of this seems to be around money.
It is, and I do understand, you know, because I'm living it. We're all living it. But at the end of the day, we have to do what's right.
Yep. So what's right in your opinion? I think fixing the problem isn't a law or a legal matter, even though they're making it one. It's an educational matter. It has to do with what you teach your children. That's where bias comes from. It is. The atmosphere a child grows up in as he or she is becoming an adult, how it's framed at home, most naturally and most often results in the children feeling the same, thinking the same as the parents do. I get a kick out of our own Jennifer Horn, who's on this program with me every day, one of my friends, whose father is politically right of center and mother is politically left of center. She goes down the same street her father does, but yet she and her mother get along swimmingly well. They're wonderful. They're marvelous together. Because in the real world or the world of intelligence, people who disagree about things like that ought not to be disagreeable. And maybe it is a fact here in Ferguson, they don't have the money, but you find it, or somehow or other you address it, you just don't say, nope, we're not going to do it. Nope, we're not going to do that. We can't afford it. So that gives you an excuse to continue to act like morons. And that's really what this is. The fact that you don't like to be around people who aren't like you is moronic. And again, back to the educational quotient that is a part of this discussion. Education. Or who is it that referred to it as edumacation? It is. That's what it's about. 43 past the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Superbeets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
All right, so here we are, by the way, 46 past the hour. I guess basically what I was saying a few minutes ago focuses on the whole area of problem solving. How many people know Dale Carnegie, the story of Dale Carnegie? Most people have come across a Dale Carnegie course or somebody who's taken the same road that Dale Carnegie has. It's a very useful approach, for me anyway, to better problem solving. A lot of people that I know use it. And maybe if we spend a minute with a few twists here, define the problem, believe it or not. Lots of good people are off solving problems that are not the focus of their attention, but they work to try to figure it out. What are the causes of the problem? You can have a lot of fun writing reasons down as you come up with them. And I'm using this because we're talking about the situation in Ferguson. What are all the possible solutions? It's important not to solve the problem until you look at all of the possible solutions and then figure out what the best one is. And then take some action on it. Well, they haven't done that. In Ferguson, they just said no in Ferguson. So, here's the mayor, by the way. We're talking about the Ferguson City Council revising the agreement that they made with the feds on how to treat poor people and minorities. They said, well, we don't have enough money to do this. Here's this, the mayor of Ferguson.
We negotiated this proposal as best as the DOJ would agree to. But the rest of the council, I mean, when they got their say on this, and once the staff was able to do the financial analysis, there was never an agreement. The negotiating committee never committed to it as it stood. We committed to, in good faith, bring it to the city for further analysis, and we would make a decision on it. We could not make that decision knowing that it would absolutely bankrupt us.
Mm-hmm. All right, so why can't they come up with a plan that everybody agrees to is not so expensive? Granted, usually the federal government doesn't worry about money because they've got all your money. They can do or they can borrow it, and it doesn't make any difference to them. So some food for thought, certainly, on what's going on there. Now, let's take another one of these cases. How many of you remember that 12-year-old boy who died in Cleveland, Tamir Rice, 12-year-old boy that was shot, killed by some members of the Cleveland police playing with a pellet gun? Police thought it was real. The YouTube channel Watch It News reports the city of Cleveland has just billed the child's parents for the ambulance ride and the medical services he got after he was shot by the policeman.
In a cringeworthy move, the city of Cleveland has sent a bill for $500 to the estate of Tamir Rice. Rice was the 12-year-old boy who was shot and killed by a police officer in 2014. The bill asks for payment of ambulance advanced life support and other expenses related to Rice's ambulance ride the day he was shot. The move comes less than 2 months after the two Cleveland police officers involved in Rice's shooting death were cleared of any charges in connection with the boy's death.
This is why people are upset in our country. These morons, have you got any idea how stupid they sound and look and feel? The police bill the kid's father for the ambulance, or the city bills the family for the... Jeez. Okay, let's see, what do we have? We've covered the stories in this hour, trending at DougStephan.com. The Tamir Rice story, Ferguson story, Christian Fiorina. Oh! Cliven Bundy. Cleveland, how do we pronounce that? I forget, Kara, isn't it? Cleveland.
Yeah, anyway. One of them. I don't know.
The Nevada rancher that people were talking about arrested after flying into Portland Airport the father of the other Bundys, detained at the airport by the FBI, booked. His sons and several others arrested last month after they were in the Oregon Wildlife Refuge. So now he's a part of that, apparently. 51 after. Good day time.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 after the hour. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we're happy to have Jennifer and Richie and I in the presence of one Warren Eckstein, who's bemoaning the fact that it's early where he is. Come on, radio plays. What is your problem? Get away. You sound like Cam Newton. Wah, 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 wah. Or Marco Rubio. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Sorry, like, you have one of the best laughs. I love listening to you laugh. Is that okay?
You guys want to be alone?
And Warren likes to listen to you purr.
Right, okay. Yeah, sure. Here we go.
I'm speechless.
Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Well, you see, we've known each other too long, so now we're becoming too familiar. That's maybe what we have to guard against, becoming too friendly, too familiar, because the audience that doesn't maybe know who you are or realize how fabulous your program is, they need to be reminded that Warren hosts The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend on hundreds of radio stations, has great blogs, has great products, the Hugs and Kisses line for your dog or your cat. It all is so the minerals and vitamins. I went over this. I think I called you, didn't I, after I was with that woman last week? I was telling her about Hugs and Kisses. She had four or five dogs, and
exactly.
They all were eating dirt, and I told her to get Hugs and Kisses, because dirt means, if you're eating dirt, that means you're needing minerals, right? Did most people realize that, do you think?
Absolutely. It helps with digestion. So, yeah, the bottom line is if you have a dog or a cat that's eating dirt, you need to get them on supplements.
Or grass, right?
What kind of things the world of where it's cold need consideration? I was noticing you were writing about feeding winter birds, but what about rabbits and other things that are around that can't deer, that can't get through the ice and the snow? Should we be feeding them or helping them?
You know, it's always an interesting question. If you start feeding the wild animals, are you doing something good or are you doing something bad?
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt that a full stomach is good, so I stay with now. When I lived in upstate New York, yeah. I was feeding everything that came onto the property. Literally, everything that came onto the property was fed. However, I did have to keep, you know, certain animals away from certain things. So let me talk about this. If you have a garden, okay, the best way to keep wild animals away from your garden is pantyhose. Now, before you laugh, listen to me. If you take pantyhose and you fill the pantyhose with old dog hair and old human hair that's not been washed, and you hang that around the areas where you have your garden, the deer and rabbits won't go there because of the smell of a predator being the smell of dog hair.
This also works, by the way, if you're a woman and you wear pantyhose like that on dates, it repels men as well. So
right.
You've got that going.
Good,
for
good
you.
Advice.
But then again, the lech that lives down the street may be rooting through your garden one night.
That could be.
There you go.
Right.
Hey, I had an interesting call this week. I got to tell you, an interesting call from Emerson, Iowa. On the air, it was a live call. An elderly farmer called up from Emerson, Iowa. It was really a rural area.
Yep.
And he had been rescuing dogs for the last 5 or 7 years. They had like 10 dogs or 12 dogs, and he was just diagnosed with a terminal disease.
Mm.
And his main concern was, what can I do to help these animals? And the bottom line is, my listeners have kind of all come together, and we're going to work on doing something. I don't have his contact, so we have to get in contact with him again. But the bottom line is, and the reason I brought that up, if you have a dog or a cat, make sure you have a trust for them if, God forbid, something were to happen to you.
Yeah, take care of them. Yep. All right, there's a story. We have a couple of stories at DougSteffen.com this week I wanted to call your attention to, including this big rabbit. The rabbit's name is Atlas, 7 months old, large as a dog, has plenty more growing to do, and he has no home. He's been rescued and now looking for a home. This would be something that I would, I mean, the reason I put it on the air is because we're interested in helping things. But the picture of this, the young woman looks like Jennifer, and she's holding on to this rabbit. If you haven't seen it, go to DougSteffen.com. My God, look at the size of this rabbit.
Thank you.
Needs space.
I didn't know if you noticed.
He's, as Bernie Sanders would say, huge.
Well, you know, what's interesting about the rabbit, the largest breed of rabbit is a breed called the Flemish Giant, and the smallest breed is a Netherland Dwarf. Now, I've had as many as 30 rabbits at a time, and I got to tell you,
really?
Fascinating pets.
Yeah.
They're amazing pets. Mine walked on a little harness and a leash. Of course, people looked at me like I was a little crazy. But, you know, another thing, here's one without a home. If you go to shelters anywhere across the world, besides dogs and cats, you're going to find guinea pigs and hamsters and parrots and rabbits. So, yeah, if you're looking for a pet, that's the first place to go, is a place where you can save a life.
There's another story at DougSteffen.com. You can see a poor, sick sea lion pup who was rescued and somehow or other got into a restaurant booth. The marine room in a restaurant off the coast of California, San Diego restaurant, they saw. And I just looked at that and I thought, my God, here's a perfect thing. Again, these are unusual animals and they need a home, oftentimes, need to be cared for. So,
and because of El Nino, a lot of the baby seals are coming up on the shore.
Yes, blowing up on shore. Yeah, right.
Away from them.
All right, Warren Eckstein helping us out with your pet here on.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...